We head into week number three, and it's time for our Cornerstone Real Estate Consultants weekly preview. Stephen Grace and Jason Miller. And Jason, 1-1 for the Bears. Tough night last Friday night down at West Liberty, dropping 20-7. And, we talked about it a little bit in the podcast, a little bit off air. It was just a team effort, top to bottom, that was a little below effort and led to West Liberty coming away with that win Friday.
Yeah. You could say it was a confluence of events of this happening or that happening and this not happening on the field. But in the end, give West Liberty credit. Yeah. 350 total yards to 145 or 46 for West Branch to hold a top 10 ranked team that West Branch is to less than 40 yards, 35 yards every quarter. You're probably going to win football games. And, get 260 yards rushing from a running back we talked about last week. Yeah, that's pretty much the basic for what West Liberty's going to need to do to keep that recipe up to win the rest of the year.
Yeah, but, when we look at it, there's things that happen. There was some missed tackles. Yeah. There was some bad angles on blocks. There was some other things that are correctable. It's things that out here on the practice field, these guys are already responding to the coaches, trying to get themselves better so that in week two they can come out just that much stronger.
And that's the confluence of events along with other things we're talking about. Yeah, go back and watch the two big runs. You got a guy right there in position to make a tackle and it didn't happen. Go back in the second quarter. You've got a swing out play to Galvan. 2-3 guys in position to make a tackle to keep it to a basic 8 yard or less run. And it didn't happen, and he's galloping down the sidelines and onto the scoreboard for 6 points. And that's just the way you lose football games. When little things add up to big things, you're probably going to lose on the scoreboard.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's what it translated to, and the Bears dropped to 1-1 on the season. But hey, those are two non-district games out of the way. Now we focus on the district schedule. It's the start of a new season, so to speak. You got that 0-0 record. Obviously, everybody makes the playoffs, so in the end, records don't matter as much. Right. But still, every year the goal is you want to win a district championship. You can't do that very easily if you don't win that first game.
Well, it's 0-0. The gloves are coming off. It's time to forget about last week. I know, it's the cheese. It was a lot in the podcast. I decided to throw one more at you. 1-1 is where we're at now. But 0-0 is really, I guess, what we can look at. Cascade, the opponent this week, also 1-1, losing the first week on a missed extra point late in the game, lose by one. Last week, they're down by 9 with about 8 minutes to go and end up winning 42-36, making a comeback. So, with Cascade, they got a lot of speed. They got a lot of athletes. I say that every year. You guys have started to join in on me because it's true.
Yeah.
And you'll start naming some names off here in a couple minutes of guys that are going to really be key contributors for them that West Branch is going to have to watch everywhere on the field.
Well, right away, he was 45 last year. He's changed numbers. He's 6 this year.
Yeah.
And, some shades, not exactly, but shades of some other guy that wore 6 over in Iowa City. Not necessarily the tallest or biggest guy, but you know what? He's tough, he's fast, he's quick, he's elusive. Jack Minster, their running back, just under 200 yards per game through those first two games, and he's a guy that he'll find ways to make you pay.
9.8 yards per carry, and that's just rushing the football. Kid also has a pair of receiving touchdowns as well? The kid is average. This kid right here we're talking about, Mr. Minster. He averages nearly 15 yards every time he touches the football. I mean, lineman math, that's a first down and a half.
First down and a half every time.
So, that's pretty solid. And he's not the only one. Namely, 5 wide receivers that average 12 yards or more per catch. Man, you got playmakers like that, Steven, and you got things you can do. Hopefully the weather's not like this, or maybe we do hope as West Branch fans it is. They can't make those throws as easily, but
right.
you just hope that they continue to do that for Cascade fans,
yeah.
And good things are going to happen.
Well, you look, coming into this year, it's like, hey, you got Jackson McAleer back at quarterback. He did some good things. He got hurt in the game that we were playing against them, so they brought in Jake Rowling, showed that he had a live arm, but, he was thrust into the second half of a football game as a sophomore. A little nerves, a little bit of this, that, and the other thing. Fast forward to this year, McAleer starts a little bit in the first game, and then they move Rowling in there, McAleer back out to wide receiver, and Rowling, all he's done is, 55% completion, and, like you said, 15-18 yards per completion. So hey, he's figuring out a way to make that offense click. And then McAleer at 6'6 gives you a pretty good target out there as a wide receiver.
You got confidence, you got size, you got speed, you got all the things that you will want to find success from all your those second-tier skill position players. You know, of course, the guys up front are the skill position guys. We know that. But everything that you would want in a 6 foot, you got a 6 foot six, you got a target you can throw. If you got short yardage, if you're down in the end zone or you need a first down, throw it up. He's probably going to make a play against some of the smaller defensive backs that are probably going to be on him from West Branch on Friday night, perhaps. That's a matchup they're going to look at. But then you got that speed. 96-yard touchdown run by the young running back last week, or
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, sorry. And what'd you notice by about 30 yards into it?
Nobody around him.
Nobody. Nobody could catch him. We saw speed last week. We're going to see more this week. We're going to see a lot of athleticism. But we're also going to see a few other players that West Branch fans didn't get to see for the Bears last week join him back up. And Brady Hunger gets back this week from his bout with COVID. And Cole Bailey is back as well this week. So the Bears get some reinforcements up front and on the outside on defense as well.
Yeah. Well, obviously, Cascade, we've seen the last 2 years. I mean, 2 years ago, they come down here. It's a 16-6 dogfight that went down to the fourth quarter. Last year, it was, 5-0 at halftime, I think, a baseball score. And, you know, eventually we were able to pull away towards the end. But, you know, they're a team that they're proud of their football tradition up there. They had an uncharacteristic losing season last year. They're wanting to turn things around, and a win at West Branch would be nothing more than the feather in their cap to start this district play.
I mean, they're less than 5 years ago being a state champion. I mean, they're a state football champion, three, four seasons ago? So they know what it takes to get to the top level. They've seen it a lot. Mm-hmm. West Branch hasn't seen that since 1992. Cascade has seen it. They've had that taste. They've had it recently, and they haven't beaten West Branch yet. But I tell you what, on Friday night in this nice, cooler weather we're getting along with, it's anybody's ball game. Hope everybody shows up to watch a fun one.
Yeah, it's going to be a 7 o'clock kickoff at Butch Peterson Field at the Little Rose Bowl on Oliphant Street in downtown West Branch on the campus of Hoover Elementary School or whatever it is. I don't remember. I lose track after a while. Forecast, you never know. Looks like it's a little warmer than it is here on Tuesday night when we're recording this. Still a slight chance of rain, so if you're not quite sure, you don't want to make it out, we will be there with the Bearcast, and our pregame coverage will start at 6:30 for that one. Big thanks again to Cornerstone Real Estate Consultants sponsoring our weekly preview here for week number 3 at westbranchfootball.com.